Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved. Woo! And darn sexy people. Boy, do I have a show for you today. OMG, do I have a show for you today. All right, so get your pencils out, get your papers ready, stop what you're doing because you are going to want to write this down. All right, without going into the very detailed story about how all this came in, suffice it to say that I was just looking at a lot of things in my life around our work going, okay, if I'm doing the work, why am I not? Blah, 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 blah. Getting it, getting the way I want it to be, you know, sound familiar? Because the purpose of this work, guys, is to empower ourselves to know that we are God. We are the gods of us. And that we literally have been given the right and the duty, but that we also have the power to manifest things into experience. Now, I have proof of that everywhere in my life right now around things that I am directing to come into me. But I realized that it wasn't quite being manifested in the way I wanted it to be. And, okay, stay with me. Jump to my daughter, Gabrielle, who is going to be joining us today later, got me these Papa Steve's raw junk bars. They are so healthy. And I love them to death, and they taste so good, and they fill me everything, right? Everything I love about these bars. Well, I woke up about a week ago or so now, and I thought, I don't think these bars are good for me anymore. Maybe I've created an allergy. You know, sometimes when you eat stuff a lot or use stuff a lot, you can do that. Well, now we have more information why we do that. So Gabrielle said to me, Mom, that doesn't make any sense. All the ingredients are healthy. It's all ingredients you eat. They don't even make them up until you order. You know, there's no preservatives. And I went, yeah, doesn't make a lot of sense. So I sat down, like I teach you to do, and do the work around it and find out what's going on. And two new huge core beliefs came in. And they're so huge that the channel says we have to balance them before we balance anything else we're working on. And it will make sense. So here they are. And I am outlining all of this in the e-blast tomorrow also, for those of you who like to print it out and copy it. Here it is. If it's good for me, I don't like it. And if I like it, it's not good for me. Now, let me just throw out a couple of examples. So I need to lose weight. Going on a diet and watching what I eat is good for me. It will empower me. It will make me feel better about myself. But I don't like to do it. So I put up all these roadblocks in my way instead of, you know, it's good for me and I love that. And I'm going to do everything I love that's good for me. Let's go to the second one. If I like it, it's not good for me. Like chocolate, maybe, in my world? OMG, I was thrilled to find out that I could really like chocolate and like my wine and know that it was good for me at the same time. Aha! So the positives are, if it's good for me, I love it. And if I like it, it's good for me. Now, this will blow your mind. So I've taught Lauren to muscle test me with my arm. And we took one of the bars and I said, okay, I'm directing myself to own the belief that if it's good for me, I don't like it. And if I like it, it's not good for me. And I held the bar up to my body and my arm dropped because my body literally could not like this bar while I was owning those beliefs. So then I balanced everything and I said, all right, I am committed to the belief that if it's good for me, I love it. And if I like it, it's really good for me. Put the bar to my body, tested it. My arm was like a steel rod. Now, you can't ask for any simpler, more to the point truth than that. But you see, all the other core beliefs that are on our sheets can't fully manifest in the positive way we want them to if these beliefs are the umbrella beliefs over everything. So, we have to bring these into balance first. Then they gave me, again, this will be in the e-blast, 4 simple steps. Number 1, I claim that if something is good for me, I love it. And if I love something, it's good for me. I choose to love and create all things that are good for me. Number 2, you pick what you want. So let's just say money. Probably none of you would pick that one, right? I am creating fabulous money flow. Number 3, I invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Number 4, I command. Don't pull back from that word. I command that the physical experience of this be made manifest in my life now. It kind of blew me away that I thought we were directing the physical manifestation to come into our life, but and I've had my friends test this, the channel said, no, what we've been doing is teaching you how to get your energy with in alignment with what you want. And now you have to command it into physical form. Okay, so you guys see why self-love is so important here, right? If you don't love yourself, you will not choose to follow these steps. You will not choose to know that if something's good for you, you love it. And if you love it, it's good for you. Right? So how many times do we say, oh my God, I wish I could eat this, but. So I'm just saying, your energy has to follow the direction you're giving it. Again, I can feel the resistance come up. Well, it's not resistance, it's questioning, right? So I'm sure after the webinar this Wednesday, or during the webinar, they're saying, we're going to get a lot more information around all of this self-love and commanding the physical manifestation and everything. So, we have a lot of people on this call already. Please sign up if you haven't, so I'll know if I have to increase the space on the site. And now I would like to introduce you to someone who is, well, relatively important in my life. Gabrielle Stone, my daughter, is going to join us today to give you a little example of what we're going to do Wednesday. What I keep hearing from everyone and what I know my duty is to teach you all the simplicity of doing this work on your own. And Gabrielle's technique is one of the simplest things that I found that you can walk yourself through. She is an award-winning actress and director, and the author of her amazing book, Eat, Pray, Hashtag FML, available on Amazon. And it's her book is all around self-love and regaining your power of self-love. So let me, there you are. Hello, Gabrielle. Good morning.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone.
This is pretty awesome for me, I got to say.
a little full circle moment for us.
Yeah, full circle moment. All right. Well, if it's okay with you, I'm going to jump right in and bring on somebody for you to work with.
Sure. Do you want me to just intro a little bit about what this technique is?
Yes. Why don't you do that?
Okay, so what we're going to do today and talk a lot about on the webinar is my technique that I call the thought onion. And you think of it like an onion with layers. And it's a way that you can look at your own thoughts and really peel everything back and figure out what's at the core of it that you need to heal. We start at the top layer, which is called the superficial thought, which is the initial reaction or thought that your brain has to something in your everyday life. Once we peel that back, there's the authentic thought, which is the layer under that, what emotion is causing that reaction or thought that you're having. And then at the very core is the subconscious thought, where always like the meat and potatoes, the golden nugget is. And that's what belief is stemming from and needs to be adjusted or healed. So it's a really easy way for you to have a reactive thought in your day-to-day life and take a step back and be like, okay, what's causing this and what is underneath this that I need to adjust and heal to move through it or move forward?
Yeah, and one of the things I love about it, guys, is it's such an easy way for you to become the observer of your own thoughts and actions and reactions, right? And if we can become the observer, then we bring ourselves back into empowerment. And when you get finished, I'm going to give the caller the core belief, the positive that she needs to run with. So, well, you're first in line here, Miss Mary Bossy. Hello, good morning.
Hello there. Good morning, good morning.
Would you like to do this?
Good morning to you, Gabrielle. Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Mary.
Yeah,
I feel like in some strange way that I almost know you because I love your mother so much, and she loves you so much, that somehow or another, I feel like it's okay for me to love you that much, too. So there.
I will take it. I love her too, but I'm biased. But I kind of feel like I know her whole community in some weird way as well. So I'm happy to meet you unofficially.
Yeah, the power of love. There we go.
Right there.
Right? Okay, so I'm going to just turn it over to you and shut up until you're finished. So go.
Okay. Well, we love when mom just shuts up and lets me talk.
Hey.
Hey. Okay, Mary, so what I would love for you to do is give me any type of thought or reaction that you had in any, you know, situation that you went through this past week or this past month that you kind of took notice of and was like, I wonder why I'm having such a reaction to this.
Well, what's been governing me this last few days is this thought about my cat that I might be am I doing the right thing for this cat who is about to go in for pretty good surgery on his mouth? He's over 17 years old, and I'm really beating myself up for maybe I'm going to hurt him, and what to do, that kind of thing. So that's where I really got up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I would say the superficial thought is, am I doing the right thing? Right? Okay. Does that sound about accurate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so when we look at that, am I doing the right thing? What is the emotion under that that is causing that thought, do you think?
Fear.
Exactly.
I think.
So,
yeah.
So the authentic thought would be, I'm afraid that I'm not going to be able to take care of this the right way.
Correct.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. So now under that, under the authentic thought is the subconscious thought, which is like the real core issue of this. So I would say it would probably fall somewhere around, I don't trust myself fully.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
It definitely does, and I hadn't really thought of it exactly in those terms, but that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, because when we have the reaction, it's on a superficial level, it's about a cat. It's, I want to take care of this little being that's in my life, and I want to make sure I'm doing the right decision. But when we peel everything back and point the finger inward at ourselves, it's, I don't really trust myself to know that I'm capable of doing this.
Exactly.
And that stems out on all levels in many situations. So if that's showing up in your life by way of a pet, then it's showing up in your life in relationships with others, relationships with yourself, relationships with your career. It's showing up in a vast amount of ways because that's a big belief to have that puts up a lot of blocks.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I'm sorry, have you completed
no,
it, Gabrielle?
We've completed the onion.
Okay.
Thank you.
And on the webinar, we're going to extend this into some action steps that you can take also, Mary. But this is so interesting because when Gabrielle finished, I went, all right, what core belief am I getting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's no matter what I do, it's not going to work.
Yep.
Which is exactly what you guys got to. If I do this, I'm damned. If I don't do it, I'm damned. I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't, right? And that all stems from I don't trust that I'm doing the highest thing. So, Mary, are you doing the surgery out of love for your cat?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think that your kitty doesn't know that?
No, I know that he knows that.
Okay. And do you know that if he's ready to go, he will go irregardless of whether he has a surgery or not?
Yes, I know that.
Okay. So stay in your knowing, and what this whole peeling of this onion gave you is the gift of knowing you want to work on self-trust.
Yes.
Okay? About everything in your life. Because, Mary, what you do is you know and then you doubt.
Yeah.
And the core of it is your fear that you're not going to do something right. And so you go, I know. Oh, I doubt. Oh, I know. Right? And that's purgatory, baby. In creation standards, that's purgatory. Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for playing. Gabrielle, do you have time for one more?
Sure. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Thank you, Dee. It was so great to meet you. I love your book. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I love you. Okay, we're going to. I want to take Ryan here. Get a guy on here with a thought onion. Ryan, are you willing to play?
I am willing to play.
Okay, and then I'm
going
to go.
What's up, Brian?
Okay,
okay, I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
All right,
okay,
Ryan, give me whatever thought or reaction came up today that you think you want to focus on.
Okay, well, a few days ago, a friend of mine invited me to a holiday party, and he scheduled for the same day that I had tickets for all of us to go to a show. So I was a little triggered.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So the superficial thought would be something along the lines of, I'm upset that this person disrespected me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right, or is disrespected not necessarily the right word? What were you feeling in that moment?
Yeah, disrespected, because it definitely felt like my time and money wasn't valued.
Okay. So underneath that, the authentic layer, that what's causing that initial thought or reaction, what emotion do you feel was pushing that?
Let's see. It definitely got me angry.
Yeah, that's great. So underneath that, you know, of anger is usually hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that definitely resonates.
Okay, so the authentic thought would be this, you know, this person hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Which is totally valid and makes a lot of sense, like where the emotion is creating that superficial reaction. So underneath that, the subconscious thought, what do you feel is at the core of it? Do you hear any, do you get anything?
Let's see. I guess what's coming to mind is that it's like you're not wanting to spend time with me, even though technically I am being invited to the party.
Yes, that's so good. Yes. So the subconscious thought seems like it would fall somewhere around, I'm not good enough to be valued.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Mom, do you want to jump in?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, the channel then is taking me back to the same statement. Hold on. Everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? We want the highest answer. Yeah. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. And that's what keeps creating the confusion. And hold on, there's one more. Confusion and conflict within plans and people in your life, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So no matter what I do, it's not going to work. And people judge me for that, and they don't honor me for that, and I don't honor myself for that. And then people have to start showing up, giving you that experience in your life. Mm. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, just real quickly, Gabrielle, what would be a couple of action steps that Ryan could take here?
Well, I think definitely, you know, it starts with honoring yourself, which goes back to what I think everything goes back to in the first place, which is self-love.
Yep.
So my first suggestion would be to write out a really simple list of things that you can do that honor yourself, and start showing up for yourself and doing that. Because when you start showing up for yourself and doing that, the people in your life will start showing up and mirroring that.
Yep. Yep. And that's easy to do, Ryan. And then, you know, make a list and then take action around it. you know, you got to take action around it to really tell your brain, I'm choosing to love myself and I'm expressing it in my life in this way. Right?
All right.
Also, the channel is suggesting to you, Ryan, that you might call the venue. It's possible that you could change the night of the tickets.
All right. Thank you.
If you're open to that. Okay. Is there anything else you needed today, darling?
Just a quick update that my grandpa passed and I checked in with my mom and she seems to be doing really well.
Good. Oh. Good, Ryan. So was it freeing in your heart to be able to know that he just was creating another birthday somewhere else and he was free?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. And I'm happy that you, in whatever work you did, supported your mom through how she had to handle it. You know?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you for sharing that with us, honey.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Sending you love.
All right, Miss Gabrielle, thank you so much. I know you're off to, she's finishing up doing her book on tape today. It'll be available, I think, on Audible, right, Gabrielle?
Yeah, Audible, iTunes, whenever you can get audiobooks at, probably early 2020.
Yeah, I listened to part of it and started bawling, so, but then I'm a captive audience. All right.
Thank
we'll
you guys
see you on
so
the
much.
Webinar, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me. Come play with us on the webinar. It's going to be powerful and a lot of fun. And I look forward to doing some awesome work together.
Yeah, me too. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Okay. So guys, you see how easy that was for you to get to what you were really feeling, but we just don't take the time to do that. We don't take the time for our own clarity. Okay, I'm going to go to Lee because I saw you called also. Whoa, there you go. What's up, baby?
Good, beautiful morning. Oh, this is so exciting. Thank you for doing this today. Gabrielle's process is very helpful.
Yes, it is
what
if you do it.
What you came up with is... if it's good for me, I don't like it. So let me just ask you to clarify, how do we go into the past to bring forward what it is we don't want and clarify what we do want?
You don't really have to even go into the past, Lee. You have to look at your life and go, okay, where's it working and where's it not working? Where am I getting what I want? And where am I not getting what I want? You know, right now, I have been for a year really focused on this physical stuff. You know, I feel like, not that I would not welcome, and I'm working on this also, more money into my life, but it's been a darn good year of continual work for me. So right now, let's say I don't want any part of essential tremors in my body. I know that. So what I want is stability and steadiness. And well, they're allowing me to use the word perfect health and wellness. They don't like health so much, but they said in this term, it's okay. They're on me all the time. All right. So I know that's what I want. So that's what I put in number two. So
okay. Tell
me something that you want in your life, Lee. See, that's why I want to do this webinar, to show you guys how simple it is, so that you can really embrace this work and its simplicity. Tell me what you want in one subject of your life. What do you want?
I want to feel free to create whatever I feel like doing in the moment, not what I have to do.
Okay, so basically what you just said was freedom of choice.
Yes.
To do what you want. So that's what you would put in to number two. I am creating my freedom of choice to do what I want.
Okay, I got
okay.
that. Yep.
And then
and what Mary and
then you,
and what
you have the other but again, they're taking me back to no matter what I do, it's not going to work. You see, because unless those two new core beliefs and their umbrella beliefs, guys, they go before and over any other core belief on our sheets. If those beliefs aren't in balance and in the positive, what you're going to get is experience some way of no matter what I do, it's not going to work. At least it's not going to work the way I wanted it to work.
Very
okay?
True.
So anything you're working on, you want to start, like we start balancing ourselves and we go, okay, around every all the work I'm getting ready to do, I'm claiming if it's good for me, I love it. And if I love it, it's good for me.
Beautiful.
And balance that, and then you're off. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Answer your question, right?
Thanks, Steve. You betcha. You bet. Thanks, Steve.
All right. You bet, sweetheart. Miss Helen in Phoenix. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you today?
I'm pretty awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know what? My thing is shock of all shocks, the same as everybody else's.
Yeah, well, you know, when birds of a feather flock together. All right,
exactly.
So give me a specific, Helen.
It's just the cleanliness of my house. It's like I clean up an area. I'm so happy that that's cleaned. Before I know it, I look back and it's messy again. And it's like,
oh, so no matter what you do, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so let's test this. If it's good for me, I don't like it. So let me give you some discernment, because the channel is saying you don't like it when your house is clean because you use the cleaning of your house to feel better about yourself. And so if you need to show that you're struggling or working hard in order to experience self-love, then your house is always going to get messy again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Kind of crazy, isn't it?
Okay.
But that's how, I mean, seriously, guys, sometimes, well, oftentimes during the day, I'll go, Deanna, this is not good for you. This isn't going to make you happy about yourself. So why the hell are you doing it? And I, you know, turn it around. I've actually been doing Gabrielle's Thought Onion about it, which has been giving me a lot of insight as to the fact that I create struggle and worry, so I feel like I'm doing more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look how great I am. I can handle it all. Except, you know, when we do that, our bodies and our brains pay a price for it. Right?
Right.
We're in fight or flight all the time. We experience disappointment in ourselves and we go, why can't I? Well, why can't you? Is because you're not choosing to do what's good for you, because you have this underlying belief, no matter what I do, it's not going to work anyway.
Right.
And that's the experience you keep getting then. You see, it's a circle, guys. So if you don't want to keep repeating the circle, then you've got to redirect the beginning of the circle so it goes another way for you, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're clear, Helen?
I am.
All right.
Thank you. And thank you so much for bringing her and her thought on you. Because when I read the book, I'm going, this is something we really need to know. So,
yeah. And it's so easy. But when I take time to do it, I get past the reaction and get a lot of information around what's driving it. And if you can get to what's driving it, guys, you can let it go. You can redirect it.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Helen.
Awesome. Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, I'm going to create it that way. All right, Iris. Miss Iris, did you direct your day today?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow, we got a bad connection, baby. You're breaking up.
Okay, let me get on my take off.
Yeah, can't really understand you much here.
Hold on, I'll take off the Bluetooth.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay, great. Update with work. Well, I basically just spoke up for myself, and it was really well received. And
great.
Great. Yeah. yeah. So.
And now that you look back on all that fear that kept you from doing that, well,
that's it's for me. It's a separate issue. It's about dealing with the trauma that's triggered. That's different than, you know, speaking up for myself at work, I think. It's so connected, but I have to, deal with
it's all
trauma.
A fear of being heard and being respected when you're heard.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, not being punished for speaking up, that kind of thing.
So I want you to be conscious, Iris, of claiming speaking up and being heard is good for me. You would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay, and I love it.
Okay.
Because we want to disconnect the fear part from it. The fear part, guys, is old memory. It's sense memory. And it really doesn't have to do a lot with what's going on today. We think it does, but it doesn't really. And that's what we want to disconnect. So using Gabrielle's technique, then the thought under that is, if I speak up, I'll be humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Or worse. Like more survival stuff or like.
Okay, well, let's just go to the worst. If I speak up for myself, I die.
Yeah. Yep.
Because you have in other lifetimes. But that doesn't apply to this lifetime, and that's what you've got to – you have to teach your brain and the water of you. Yeah, I know this memory's here. It does not apply to this lifetime, and so we – are knowing that when I speak up for myself, I thrive in every way. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be number two, what you put in number two of the four simple steps. And again, this will all be in the e-blast tomorrow. So don't stress about it. Okay. Did you get your answer?
Yeah, well, I have something, but I think I can save it for the webinar, something to talk with you and Gabrielle about.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay.
Great. I would love. It's actually going to be more powerful for you on the webinar. I don't know what that means, but great, Iris. Okay. I'll look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
All right. Love you much. Okay, Susan in Niagara Falls, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Good.
I'm still a little, my ears are still a little stopped up, so I'm just still on chicken soup and staying, you know, in my home. And I have made a decision. I am starting a new chapter in my life. I'm working for myself. I'm doing my art. I'm building my website. That's what I'm doing. I'm not even going to go back to the driving stuff. I'm just going to get a regular license, and I've decided this is what
okay,
I want to do.
Okay, good. Now they want you to commit. So can you
yes.
fall into your heart and really commit to following through on all of this? Because
I've already started that.
Well,
I
want you to complete it in this moment, please.
It's complete.
Now I get a yes. Now, push the
it
easy
button. It is complete.
Button. Wasn't that easy?
It's easy.
Yeah.
It's
also,
easy and it's fun.
Also, Susan, and I got this before the show ever started, they want you to build up your immune system.
I know.
You have to build up your immune system.
I know.
Okay.
And I am doing that. I'm taking care of all of the physical, spiritual, mental, all levels.
Okay, I want you to also take a moment to unswitch yourself. And they're saying okay. You kind of have to do this regularly for you. You
yeah.
know how to do that. Fist. Let
right.
me walk everybody through it. Make a fist with your fingers facing towards your face. With your eyes open, you pop your fingers open while you bring your fist towards you.
Right. I
and
have
that,
been doing that recently, you know, since
well,
I've been sick. I've been doing that daily, like unswitching myself to make sure that, you know,
yeah,
I
and
stay
we,
on track.
You guys also want to make sure your hearts and your chakras are open so that the energy can flow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I know exactly why I created. I am the God of me that created this situation to learn this from myself. And it's like, oh, duh, you know?
That's pretty much where we're all
easier.
At right now is just it's, learning more and becoming more conscious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I am so excited. And you know what? It's so funny. Gabrielle, I love that she came on today. I'm so excited about the webinar. I'm going to be joining it as well. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I really want to buy her book. But you know what? I really would rather have an audio book. And when she said that, I'm like, yes, universe, you
yep.
answered my prayers. Thank you, God. Thank
well,
you, Gabrielle, for the audiobook. I will be purchasing the audiobook when she gets it out in 2020.
Well, and
so.
You know, she stated what she wanted, and within a week, her manager had put it out to some people and they loved it and they made her a really, really good deal for recording this and paid for the recording and everything. So, get going.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you what my doctor has me on, Susan, is Immunotox. I believe you can get it on Amazon. Because now's the time, guys, if you want to build up your immune system for the fall and winter months. Notice I did not say for the flu season because I think that's a big bunch of bull that they hypnotize us into believing. Okay. But a strong immune system cuts down inflammation, which creates the state of wellness much easier. That's
okay,
how we
I will.
It.
I will run that by Dr. Rose. I in fact showed her the little email that you sent to me, and she commented, "Yeah, she's you know she absolutely agrees with you as to why I created this whole thing because she's been working with me. She is an awesome woman. She knows that she's got to.
Well, awesome.
She's like,
I'm
she's,
glad
she's,
you found somebody, Susan.
She is absolutely incredible. I mean, she's like. She's an old soul. We have been in lifetimes together before in the past.
Oh, my dear.
Glenda
we Rock. All have. We all
I know,
have.
But
all
I,
right,
but
I got to
mean,
run,
especially
Susan.
Close.
I got to get somebody else on here. I love you, and
okay.
I'm glad you're better. Bye-bye, Susan.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Miss Lena in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm great. What's up?
So, I haven't been manifesting at all.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. You just haven't been manifesting what you want, because we're manifesting all the time. So, Lena, don't look at the negative. Don't look at what you're trying to get rid of or trying to fix. You get stuck there, sweetheart.
It's like I fell out of listening to my heart.
Okay, well, who's in charge of that?
Me.
Okay, so come back. Come back and listen to your heart. You see, guys, life isn't out there doing shit to us. We've got to lose that belief. Life is responding to what we know and direct and accept. So give me one thing you want to manifest.
Being a new job.
Okay.
So I can actually move forward from where
okay,
I'm
well,
at.
Okay, well, hold on. No. We're not waiting for the new job to move forward. We're going to bring in the new job because we are moving forward. So the moving forward comes first. So, and they're also saying, be very specific. I am creating a new job that's in harmony, where I'm respected and loved and paid really good money. Okay? So that's what you put in to number two.
Okay.
All right. So make sure you see the e-blast tomorrow so that you can get these four steps. And mm-hmm. you've already got number two, so you know. But also, Lena, you just, you know, let's all do this right now. Around loving myself and giving me all the desires of my heart. We know that that's good for us, right? It makes us feel good. It makes us feel powerful. It makes life easier. We know it's good for us, and we're going to choose to love it. Self-love is good for me, and I love it. And I love loving myself, and it's good for me. And so it is. Yeah. That was... I hope you can feel that, because that was a powerful one. That's got to be in place, guys. It's just got to be in place. All right, baby, do you understand?
All right. I believe so.
Okay. Well, let's start saying I know,
I do,
and I'm clear. Okay? And now you've got to follow through in action tomorrow when you get the e-blast, all right?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling in. Oh, my God. Bettina in Washington. What is up, woman?
Oh, my gosh, Dee. I'm so happy. My life has taken off so well since Creation Station, and I'm just so excited about everything. And when I do,
woo-hoo!
All of the stuff that I've written down for, 2 years of yours every morning, and it's awesome. And then, you know, I love the symbol. I mean, the whole sheet about the symbol and the formula and with all the numbers, because I've always been so into numbers. And
yeah.
I read that every morning. I read all the numbers and all the words, and then it just makes me feel so good. I don't know. I love
wow,
the really
great.
Long one. Yeah.
Referring to, guys, is literally the channel downloaded the formula of creation for us. And that's what we refer to as the formula. You read it from the bottom up into creation itself. And then a couple of years after that, they downloaded the symbol which is another way of expressing the formula. So when you hear me invoke the symbol and the formula, what they do is they neutralize all but the truth around what we're talking about. So I'm so thrilled, Bettina. Tell me a couple of things that have turned around in your life by really applying this work.
Well, yesterday, just alone, yesterday when I was going through all this work, I do every morning, and at the same time while using the Denny roll on my neck and my back. And so yesterday, all of a sudden it hit me that I was saying all this stuff, but, you know, as far as the excitement goes, it was, is there enough excitement in this, you know, because I really am, and it just excited me so much that I did it really, really fast. And then I ran to Costco in time to go to the vet to get two hoodies of the World Series champion, which, and that's just one. And I was just so excited that, you know, Elijah's just so exciting since Creation Station. And since I've listened to you, well, for the past, what, like 10 years. And so I always just followed, and I love these calls, and I love listening to the people, and every, you know, I write down everything you say, and then I repeat it. And it's so amazing.
Well,
and then I was thinking today how I just, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, sweetheart.
I was just thinking today how I wanted to tell you all this, and I know that I've got some of that stuff that we were talking about earlier, but I think it's just because sometimes we get sort of stuck, and then we forget to ask the question. And here, I've known you for this long, and I have never even asked you, why are my feet numb? And my family members didn't really put it together until I started talking about it recently, like about the past year, how my sister thought it was my dad's feet were totally numb because he had peripheral neuropathy. And then my sister thought her feet were numb because she had breast cancer she had colon cancer and she had radiation. And my brother thought his feet were numb was just because of his circulation. What is that?
Dear God.
And so I'm a ballet dancer. I do Tai Chi. My feet are now pretty much white because they're cold, because I'm living in this apartment that doesn't have heat right now. But when I take a shower, they get nice and red. But and I use a spoon. I do Donna Eden's energy medicine, and she has you spooning your feet, and that seems to help. But I was wondering if there's something that I can do, because doctors, they say you can't do anything, that it's just going to, you know, that there's nothing they can do. That the
they told me I'd never have a baby, too. So, you know, let's move on from their schooled limitations. And there is a genetic belief in the family that feet have to be numb. Wow, it just went to my really big yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to what you said. This person has numb feet because, and this person has numb feet because, and everybody's got a different reason and a different excuse and a different belief around why, but they all have the belief that their feet have to be numb. And you've got to tell your brain, I'm not going there. I don't have to be a part of any genetic belief that I don't choose to be a part of. And that's for everybody. So let's just stop for a minute and ask ourselves, what's the biggest limiting, physical, fearful belief that your family has given to you verbally or from watching them?
That sounds like it would be a good one for me.
Okay, well, everybody, I want you to pick it now. And we are consciously coming forward to go, I'm not accepting this belief anymore. I know when I shift this belief, I get a different experience in my life. So right now, this is the negative. State it to yourself. And this is the opposite positive. That's what I'm claiming. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, and I command that that physical experience of this be made manifest in my life now. And so it is. Wow, did you wrap up the show with a bang, Bettina? Okay, I want you to report back now and about your feet. And I want you, first of all, I'm ready, willing, and able to be open to successfully curing this, bringing back the state of balance, health, and wellness into my feet.
In my feet.
Okay. I'm breaking this genetic belief. It's done. Okay. And now we're going to direct the circulation in your entire body to be evenly distributed throughout your body into your feet and everywhere else.
And everywhere else.
So it is.
So it is.
Thank you.
Improv last night when they were doing the game of talking at the same time. That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, I got that. You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. Wow, what a powerful show. Who knew? I always say that, though. You guys just always blow me away. Please, please join us for this wonderful webinar on Wednesday night. Really understanding the importance and the simplicity of self-love. And you're getting a great free gift, those of you that sign up. One of the other webinars we did on the simplicity of self-love. It's the core of everything, guys. The core of everything you're working on is self-love. So say it with me. Till we meet again, I love me. Come on, yell it. Woo, I love me. Woo, I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.